This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
We know, thanks to research, that almost 70% of our young people will walk away from the church after they turn 18 years old. And if you're in the Christian community much, you'll hear a thousand reasons why and all sorts of solutions. So often we look to programs, entertainment, feeling, culture, and all sorts of other meaningless distractions to fix what is the simple yet difficult truth. The reality is, kids and adults alike are increasingly disinterested in church because many churches have diminished the unashamed preaching of God's Word and replaced it with what amounts to TED Talk formats, topics, and cautious speeches. This makes church an option rather than an only. It brings the church down to a self-help, self-focused betterment entity rather than the living, breathing bride of Christ. The church's calling is to make disciples. Disciples cannot be made unless they are formed by God through the deep study of His Word, allowing the Holy Spirit to work through His Word and reflecting on His Word through prayer. God's Word calls on the church to study, to know, to reason, to research, and to grow in truth. Rather than challenge churchgoers to dig deeper into God's Word, there's a sense that the church brings about behavior modification, moral deistic living, and a call to good deeds. See, we have taken the manifestations of biblical living and made those the process, all the while skipping over the very source of God's mighty work, His Word. The Bible affirms that good works on their own are dead. They are secular activities that amount to junk that can be burned with fire. However, biblical living, a life that flows from intimate study of God's Word, will produce fruit that will last for all of eternity. But that can only happen one way, through increasingly deep Bible engagement, which leads to a continued fervor for biblical literacy. Somehow, in the Church of North America, we've become content to allow members to become attenders. And if we can get them to serve on the parking lot team once a month, we call it a victory. We figure if we can make the youth group more like Nickelodeon with 30 minutes of game time, 20 minutes of unchallenging worship music, and a 10-minute life lesson, that we are winning. Well, hey, they argue, at least they're in church, totally ignoring the stat that we referenced earlier, where once they begin to question their faith, our kids will have nothing to fall back on but fun games, cool music, and cute moral lessons. Now for the most difficult discussion. Yes, there's more. We as parents have the greatest responsibility to disciple our kids. Listen, and I say this with love and concern, but if we are more focused on travel sports than we are about teaching God's Word to our kids, why are we surprised when our kids' priorities do not include church later in life? If we've watched every movie on Disney Plus but have not cracked open God's Word as a family in months, should we even be surprised that our kids don't develop a biblical worldview? I could go on, but you get the point. Our kids are facing a culture war unlike ever before in modern history. Shame on us all if we fail to engage them with the one weapon they need to live the Christian life, which is God's Word. And for those of us who call ourselves Christian, perhaps it's time for a spiritual assessment as to whether we are truly hungry for God's Word. The Bible says that believers will hunger for the Word. Do you? Do you seek biblical excellence as Paul demanded in Philippians? Do you seek to study as Paul instructed Timothy? Do you dig in as God praised the Bereans for doing? I am praying for a return to mere Christianity, a stripping down of all the noise and fluff we have created, and a deep focus on God's Word. For that is what our modern church truly needs.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.